This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You found another Two Fat Lattes podcast.
Compliments of Joy 94.9.
Benny and Frank with you this evening, and we've got someone very special coming up.
We do. We've got a special guest this evening.
Go on, reveal, Benny.
I'll have to reveal her.
Oh, it's a her.
Oh, yes, it is. It's Tracy Bartram.
How did you manage to get onto her?
Well, I'm not quite sure how it all happened.
It just happened.
But
it was
before
organic, very organic.
Before we knew it, she was up the elevator. To the ninth
That's
floor.
Not a euphemism for something else. Why are you swallowing hard?
Because
are you excited?
I don't swallow hard.
Oh, you just seem to think stuck in your throat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now you made me all conscious about my swallowing.
It was just rather wrong.
I thought I just had normal swallow.
Well, you were doing it excessively. What can
yeah,
I say?
Because Tracy's here and my mouth's watering.
Well, that's what I meant.
I've got a story to tell you.
You're going
to
tell me now?
Yes. I got an email from China, from one of our suppliers.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that unusual?
No. It's unusual that it made sense. Anyway, because every time I get one, I have to try and decipher what they're trying to tell me. Anyway, we asked them, because we make T-shirts, right? And we said we need a little plastic fastener. You know, like those bullets that come in a gun that you put the swing ticket on?
Yes.
Yes. And because we normally have a safety pin.
So you do that in the factory. I thought they did that in the store.
Oh, they do nothing in stores.
Oh, really?
Haven't you seen the people that work in stores? All they do is do their hair. So anyway, the T-shirts we did have a little gold safety pin and a string with the swing ticket on it. But recently, the quality of safety pins in China has suffered because of the financial crisis. And the
what do you mean? That they keep poking people?
No, they just fall off.
Completely?
Yes.
Gee.
So we've had to do like a major investigation.
And what did you uncover with your CSI kit?
They kept sending Mr. Benny like samples of safety pins.
I love how they call you Mr. Benny.
I love it. So I said, look, why don't we just do a plastic fastener, like a bullet? Like, you know, because it's on a little gun. It has like a little plastic.
Yeah, it's like giving yourself a little nose ring.
Yes, like a piercing gun.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, you know, we'll do it under the arm, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, they wrote back to confirm that they can do the plastic bullet. And they said, we can even do watercolour.
Meaning?
And I said, what?
Does it really matter?
And they said, no, we've got the special, we've got the watercolour one that you wanted.
So you were
looking. And I said, watercolour? And so in my brain, I'm thinking, are they multicoloured and all the colours are running into each other? And I said, no, no, they just need to be clear. And they go, yes, watercolour. The colour of water. Do you love that?
You're with the Two Fat Lattes and a big welcome to Tracy Bartram this evening. How are you, Tracy?
I'm really good, but I think it's really mean calling yourselves the Two Fat Lattes.
Why? Really?
Because Frank's the only fat one.
Do you know, it wasn't about that. It wasn't about being
no,
fat.
It wasn't. Well, no, it wasn't.
It was
actually about
milk. Fat milk and skinny milk.
Skinny lattes. The girls at work used to order skinny lattes.
But what's the point?
Yeah. And then one day after a hangover, they wanted fat lattes. And I went, two fat lattes.
But really, it's due cafe latte.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know, very
that's
good.
Right.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I get around.
Are you a soy person?
No.
I thought you might have been.
No, I was at one point.
Are
but
we?
Really, I think life's too short to drink soy milk.
Oh, good
and
on
it
you.
Just buggers up your estrogen levels and it makes you fat. Horrible stuff. You know, I now drink goat's milk, but I can because I live in the Yarra Valley. So I found an illegal supplier.
You don't do your own goat?
No, I don't want to do my own goat. Although I have thought about it. You know, moments of loneliness.
Because we come from initially.
One little good.
We're really big on goat's milk.
Where do you come from?
It used to make us cry as children.
He's a Sicilian boy.
Oh, are you? I won't be upsetting you then. No, whatever you say.
Have you had ricotta made from goat's milk?
Yeah.
Yum.
Yum.
Yeah.
And I think really the goat's milk industry in this country could lift its game because cow's milk is just so bad for everybody. Mm. But this is not a health segment.
No.
No.
No, but actually, listening in the past when you've been on radio, when I have listened in,
yes.
you've often
often talked about a lot of health issues.
I do. I'm a bit of a health Nazi. I'm a food Nazi. Yeah.
So does that make you a foodie? You love to cook and all that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. But I'm a bit of a food snob. I won't eat junk food. Right. I mean, my idea of junk food is going to Victoria Street and getting a bowl of chicken noodle soup. Like, that's heaven on a stick.
Yeah. But
you wouldn't get me through the Golden Arches for all the tea in China, because the whole political argument behind that, as well as the nutritional
thing. I
think
I'm with you on that one.
I just don't think... I think life's too short to eat bad food, and particularly in Victoria.
I was going
to
say, Melbourne's got such a great reputation for food, so there's an abundance of it out there.
I remember when my son was about 5 or 6, we actually made a list of all the different cuisines he'd tried, and I think it was on the day that he'd said, could we have snails for lunch? And I was still working at Pox FM, so I was earning lots of money. Yeah. And so we took him to François, where they all, you know, do a Catherine Tate. Have you seen that skit? To Lair. And we had, you know, snails, escargot for dinner. And I said, there you go, love, you've had French food, now make the most of it. But we've always taken him to lots of different places. And now we live in the Yarra Valley, there's nowhere to go. So it's a good thing that we did it all.
Some great places out there too.
Oh, like, but if you want to schlep, I mean, we live in Warburton. And so we're, you know, people think, oh yeah, go to such and such. But it's 45 minutes away or an hour away, because it's a bloody big valley.
So you're a bit of a naturist. Do you like the environment out there? Not that you get your clothes off.
No, because that's what a naturist is. Yeah.
But I meant, like, do you like nature?
Yes, I do, and I do like to walk around naked a lot. But the property we're on now, people can see, which really annoys me. So not Riverdale, which we'll get to in a moment eventually, but my home property, I have been known to hang out the washing in my designer pyjamas, but I used to do it naked, and I always have, and it's just, I think, oh, the people down the bottom of the mountain could actually see my jugs, and that might be frightening the small children, so, you know, because they're not what they're now, you know, they're not where they used to be.
You didn't go bushwalking, though.
I don't go bushwalking. Why would I want to do that?
No, because I just had a picture of you.
Do you think I am Tim Holding?
In some research project, you know, like looking for Sasquatch. Like, you know where they with the jugs hanging out.
No.
So you're not a city gal?
Well, I grew up in Dandy. Sorry, I can't actually say that without a bit of a spit. I grew up, I spent my whole life living in Melbourne.
But you were born in England?
Born in London.
Yeah.
Yes.
And when did you come to Australia?
1963 as 10 pound poms. Lived on a migrant hostel in Nunawading.
So did you come over on a ship?
No, we flew.
Oh, you flew.
And my dodgy parents knew that I had the measles, but they didn't tell anyone. So they took me on that plane, and I think I infected everybody.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Just a really poxy little girl I was.
Because one of the things about your past that I wanted to sort of connect with was you're from the war, that you worked in Perth for a while.
I did. Are you a Perth boy?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I moved there when I met my husband. And, is he my first? No, he's my second husband. I had to think for a minute. I've had a couple. Yes, I met him. Well, see, I was 33.
Yeah.
And my biological clock was clanging, ticking. And I was really looking for a suitable donor. I was emceeing the opening night street party for the Outrage Festival, which I think is still going, which is the Perth Fringe, and it was the most beautiful, balmy night, and there's just so many gorgeous bodies, because the thing I noticed, the difference between Perth and Melbourne at that time, and we're talking 17 years ago, was that people just, they were walking around with their bits out because the weather's so great. So people are much more body conscious in Perth than they are in Victoria or in Melbourne, because the weather's better and you have to be fitter.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they don't like fatty boombas in Perth.
Oh, so I didn't get that memo.
Didn't you?
No.
Missed that. That's why you're here, Dale.
Hey, listen,
that's why you're in Melbourne.
Frank, you can talk.
No, I was going to say.
We brought that up earlier.
We're going to play a tune. We're going to come back in a second and have a further chat with you. So.
Don't be mean to Benny.
I need to shut him up all the time.
Why? What's he done wrong?
No, nothing.
Oh, Frank, I see your control freak and I raise it.
Now, listen, the other night I went out on Saturday night.
Is that a revelation?
It was.
Does that need a round of applause? Come on, everyone. Woo! That's fantastic.
I cleaned the Venetian blinds. Can I tell you what a nightmare it is, cleaning Venetian blinds?
Can you come to my house and do the wooden ones for
me? Dirty, filthy little thing you are. You clean your own. That's why you bought the wood one, so you don't see the dust.
No, I just slip them one way. So the outside part's now faded, but the internals are all nice and new.
I had a scare. I had a Venetian blind scare. Because one of the first Venetian blind I took off, because it's actually quite complicated taking them off. You actually kind of need to have a straight brain to get them off.
What do you mean?
The Venetian blind.
Yes, it clips in.
The evil beige person that invented Venetian blinds.
Hang on, did you actually unclip them all? You didn't go with a duster and just do each one by one.
You can't do them by hand individually.
Why, with a wet rag?
Mine are petite. They're like wafer thin. If you bend them in the wrong way, they bend out of shape.
Oh, really?
You've got the big thick one.
I got a thick one.
Oh dear. I knew you'd have a thick one. But see, the thick ones you can at least wipe down.
That's what I'm doing.
But you've got brown ones.
They are brown.
Like, I needed ivory or something like that in my house, you know, like, because I wanted the light.
You went with a theme.
Yeah. So I thought I'll get the slim line.
Yes.
That's the only thing that's slim about.
But you forgot
me.
About the cleaning part of things.
And the worst thing is when people come to your house and they're looking out the window and they put their finger through to like bend them.
Oh, and it's all dirty.
No, then they bend them out of shape like you did to mine.
Oh, why didn't you say that? Did I bend it out of shape?
Yeah, no, I'm joking.
I'm feeling like I need to get you a new one.
Don't. A whole set?
Are you interested?
No, but I had to take down the smaller one. I even thought about one of the listeners, Jason, sent us a link to go and get one of those spinning contraptions. You know those?
Oh, the spinning duster.
The spinning duster.
Oh, that's so stupid.
What a load of shite that is.
That's like the sham wow.
The sham don't.
Oh, is it really crap? Did you buy one?
No, I wouldn't dare buy it because I actually looked into it.
Yeah.
But you can't plug them in. We've gone through two major dust storms over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
So there is caked on red dirt.
Oh.
But see, what I did, I had to take down the blinds and then I put them in the bath and had to give them a soak in the bath.
You can with yours.
And you should have seen the water.
Was it filthy?
Well, half the Gibson Desert was in my bathtub.
You're back with the Two Fat Lattes. Benny and Frank with you this evening.
Yes, your weekend's just begun and it's begun with Tracy Bartram.
Oh, you guys are lovely. You are lovely.
Now, before I interrupted both you and Benny, you were reminiscing about Perth. So, but did you have anything else to add about that?
No, well, no, but my whole life changed there because I was there during the Fringe Festival and I remember being on this podium. It was just before I went on stage and it turned out there were no lights on the stage and the festival director got up and introduced me as the MC. And unbeknown to me, the bloke up the back trying to put the plugs in the wall was my now husband who says he's only ever seen me in the spotlight.
Oh, that's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Did you meet David in Perth or did you move to Perth for David?
Both. I met him in Perth. I said, are there any single straight blokes here? I'm window shopping. And I said, oh, you all do. And I married him.
Oh, very
interesting. Yeah, well, I was desperate to have a child.
Tracy, what star sign are you?
Gemini, why do you ask? Child sign of the zodiac and we're quite talkative.
Because we're both Virgos control freaks.
Oh, you couldn't tell that much, Frank.
No.
No.
I'm a Virgo, but I don't... Yeah, I do control.
We're all addicts. I'm a recovering addict. I teach that stuff now because I've been in recovery from alcohol abuse for 7 years coming up December 25.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask, but I wasn't sure if that was something...
You can ask anything. I'm completely transparent. Right. There's nothing I won't answer.
How did you come about, like, in terms of recovering from alcoholism? Like, was it a bit, like... Did you have to like, I mean, it's a total change of life, but what was the impetus to make it?
The catalyst?
Yeah.
What time is it? It's late. It's late Friday, so we can talk. I think waking up in a pool of my own vomit in Byron Bay.
Right. Sorry to laugh.
I know.
I didn't
because,
mean to.
No, but it's all right. You're allowed because there will be people just spitting their coke across the windscreen of the car. But I think that was, you know, really, when we come to a low point, in all seriousness, I knew I had a problem, but I really was in denial and I kept thinking I could control it. I stopped drinking of my own accord. Yep. I made a decision. I was still at Pox FM at that point. And what happened for me was it became a problem when I was working at a commercial radio network that threw alcohol at me because that meant that I would go to things.
Yeah,
I and know. I remember years later bumping into a girl in a coffee shop in Belgrave, of all places, which is my local cinema because it's 40 minutes from Warburton where I live. Mm. And I went in to order my coffee and she said to me, oh, I met you once before at the Metro, right? And you were just so shit-faced. It was so funny. Like, and they'd said to us, make sure you give her whatever she wants. wants. Just give her whatever she wants to keep her happy. So seriously, where's the responsibility of the management of a radio station that clearly knows that their breakfast radio host has a problem with grog? Yeah. No one had ever talked about it. Yeah. No one ever asked me about it. I mean, seriously, if someone had, maybe I would have got off it earlier. Mm. But their brief to the staff was, give her jugs of margaritas. And that's what, and I said to the girl, look, thanks for sharing that with me, but what I'm feeling right now is humiliation and shame. Mm. And I know that that's probably your Tracy Bartram story, and you have every right to tell that story. But where I am now, I'm in recovery.
Yeah.
And I'm just letting you know that it's very painful for me to hear those memories, but I don't want to make you feel bad about it.
I think sometimes what interests me is are the people that know they've got a problem, can't control it, and then somehow seek the help.
Yeah.
And I think that's the point. Like, there's a lot of people that feel they have a problem,
but they don't know what to do.
They don't know what to do.
They don't know what to do. They don't know who to ask. If you can go to my website, tracybartram.com.au, because if you have questions, I'll answer any of them. And seriously, I'm totally well now. I'm really, really happy. But it's all down to a 12-step program.
Someone sent a little message that, oh, poor Benny, I think Benny quite cute.
Stop picking on him.
I agree, listener.
But isn't it the other way around? You pick on me.
I strive to make you a better gay citizen.
Is that what it is?
Yes. I make you work for your gay stripes, for your rainbow stripes.
I should have admiral stripes now.
No, so you're still an ensign.
What's an ensign?
The lowest form of gay. You need.
I've never heard that term.
You need to work your way up.
What's after ensign?
Happiness. You need to like develop some happiness.
Okay. All right.
I'm
confused, but that's all right.
No. Like, I think, you know, like, you need rose glasses. Because you don't see things in rose.
I like keeping it real, Ben.
You don't see it in Technicolor yet.
Nah.
We haven't developed that glitter.
No.
There's no glitter about you.
It's all prisoner. It's all bars and brick walls.
Anyway, another message from Mark in Sarasota in the United States. I'm pulling an all-nighter. Oh, who's he? There's someone making...
The film crew
is taking over his house. They're making a movie.
Oh,
there.
Is it Weeds? I love Weeds.
Weeds?
I love that show, Weeds.
What's Weeds?
Don't you watch Weeds?
No. I watch Project Runway. Mm-hmm.
I'm going away at the end of the year. I'm actually going to Italy.
Yes.
I haven't been for 16 years, so I'm getting all excited because, you know, it's been a while. To Italy. I haven't been to Italy in 16 years.
You say it like there's some sort of anniversary to be celebrated.
Well, it's not an anniversary. It's just been a long, long time.
People stay away from Italy. You're going back.
I am going back. And I wrote to my cousin, who I keep in contact with.
Yes.
In my really pathetic Italian.
You wrote a letter?
An email.
Oh, okay.
Come on, we've moved on.
I thought you
were 21st century.
You never know with you. I thought you might have actually got a piece of paper out and scribbled something.
No, I didn't do letter. I didn't do snail. But...
You did slug.
I did, and I wrote it. And but you know what I wrote, Benny, because you'll either be very proud or very upset.
Okay. Are you preparing me for upset?
Well, I don't know. It depends on your reaction, really.
Yeah, okay.
But see... I haven't been in a long, long time.
Yeah.
So I do want to go shopping. I do want to see things.
I'm upset.
I saw churches and I saw all the sites and I'm not interested. I just want to absorb.
Well, there's nothing in Italy but churches, honey.
I know, but I've seen those. So I'm going to see family and I'm going to walk around and just absorb culture.
What a waste of money.
And part of that culture absorption is going to be going to these shopping centres.
What a waste of money. You could have given
and
that.
Do you know what I did? I actually looked up this shopping centre online.
There are no shopping centres in Italy.
There are.
There's not.
Benny.
They pretend.
I will show you.
Italy does not understand the concept of shopping mall.
And it's called Euroma 2.
Oh.
And I wrote and I sent it to him and I said, can I go here, please? Can you take me here? But he hasn't written back.
Because now he's worked out your game.
You're back with the Two Fat Lattes. Benny and Frank with you this evening. And we're talking to Tracy Bartram. And we're also going to talk about your show that's happening at Priscilla's. Do you want to have it
She's
mentioned?
Getting very affectionate.
I know, I can see
I'm
that.
Holding Benny's hand only because you pick on him, Frank. Let go, you're moist.
He picks on me too.
I am a bit moist.
You're being moist. Priscilla's, well, I've got to say.
Sorry.
Okay, if we're going to talk about magical things happening, I stopped singing, and I've been singing my whole life, but I stopped singing when my dad popped his clogs, and that was 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. And part of my recovery, and I'm sorry if I'm banging on about it, because people might get a bit bored, going, oh, for God's sake, stop talking about recovery. But seriously, you know.
Gay people love recovery.
Well, I love recovery, yeah. So do bisexual women. Hello, son, if you're listening. I haven't told him that yet, but I will, probably on his 21st birthday. But I was meditating, thinking I was ready to start singing again. Mm-hmm. And I, a friend of mine, Bobby Valentine, with whom I formed a band at the start of the year called The Tall. It was a charity thing, and we got 12 people together, and we're all over 6 foot. I'm the shortest. So the band shot, I look tiny, it's quite freaky. It's on my Facebook page. And in fact, I want to call it Tracebook because I think it's more appropriate. Yeah,
they'd love that.
Yeah, I'd love that. And I met his keyboard player who knew my friend Michael Jordan, who's drummed in every jazz duo or trio that I've worked with. And then we decided to put a band together. But that all happened in the on the phone on the way to Melbourne, where I was meeting two girls for lunch. And that had been arranged on Facebook as well. No one had made a phone call. I just love all of that. And they said, when are you going to start singing? I said, how funny. Just organise that in the car on the way down. And they said, oh, you should be doing Priscilla's. And I said, no, that's really funny, because Katie Underwood had done a series of concerts there. And she'd been at Riverdale, and we'd been talking about it. Well, Riverdale. We'll get in a minute. And then Tanya Joko, who's one of my mates, we go bowling together, and she comes up to my thigh. She's so little. And she'd been doing Priscilla's. And so then I get a call the next day from Mitch Daly, who runs Priscilla's, saying, can we book you for 4 weeks in October? And I rang my drummer and said, hey, Michael, I think we better start rehearsing. Oh my so God. We did our first gig. We've done two gigs there now. And I've got to say, seriously, I just find it a completely joyful experience. And I couldn't be more grateful to Priscilla's for having us there, because it's, you know, I've been 3 years grieving my dad.
Yeah.
And to do our first gigs at Priscilla's, which is a really great venue, and they're just so lovely.
So you're singing?
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I thought you were like stand up.
Oh, well, I have a bit of a chat between the songs, but the focus is the music.
Oh, so we have to come down and check
you
out.
Oh, you have to come down. You have to come down, because we've got Michael Jordan on drums. He's one of the best drummers in the country. Mm-hmm. We've got Kim Kellart on his big Hammond organ, and that went down well at Priscilla's. Oh, I'll help you with your big organ. And we've got Sam LeMann on guitar, and they're just outstanding. I'm humbled to work with them. So we're doing, you know, we do covers. I don't write songs.
How much is it?
It's free.
You're kidding.
You just pop along.
Oh, well, you're going to get a lot of rainbows coming down there now.
I hope so. And you know what? The people we've had so far, just beautiful. And what I love is that we've had 18-year-olds and we've had 70-year-olds, and everyone just gets along, and it's just such a beautiful environment. It's gorgeous. Just gorgeous.
Every Wednesday for October?
This month.
Yeah.
So we've got two more shows.
Brilliant. And the doors open at 8 o'clock, so it's free entry.
Yeah.
And Priscilla's is 153 Commercial Road, South Yarra.
It's the old Diva Bar.
But I did have to ask you about Riverdale.
Go on.
I heard it won an award.
It did.
Did it really?
We have won. It's a bit exciting. Riverdale Retreat is our little place on the Yarra in Warburton. Mm-hmm. And we opened it about 18 months ago. And we opened it. It was our weekender. And whenever we travel, we kept thinking, how come there's not a salad spinner in the country? I'm glad I still got the whole word out then. How come there's no salad spinner in the cupboard? And we just sort of put some ideas together. And I said, why don't we turn Riverdale into a retreat? And we have. So it's only been open for about 18 months. Your gorgeous producer's been there.
Yeah, yes.
And our guests nominated us for the Take a Break Awards. It's a website. And we won the best gay and lesbian friendly place in Victoria, which is so thrilling, because I'm really proud of that.
Hang on. If I come for the weekend,
mm-hmm.
you won't be at the back putting the laundry up.
No, I'm not there, love. No, we don't live there. No. And that would scare people. We don't want that happening. But if you'd like me to, I could. Yeah. I could turn up in my ritzy pajamas. I could lop them out for you.
A huge thank you, Tracy, for coming in and chatting.
Oh, wouldn't it be nice if we could just keep chatting?
I know.
I'm a busy person, and I'm bored with you already.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, so I've got other people to see, other peeps.
And good luck with you with the show.
Yeah, thanks. And if you don't come down.
Well, yes, we'll make an appearance.
I'll be writing nasty things on your Facebook page. Don't try, just do.
We will.
What a lot of crock.
No, we will. No, I meant to Riverdale.
You come up to Riverdale.
Yeah, up.
We're up in the mountains. Up. Get it up, love. Thanks
Thank
for having
you.
Me.
Thanks, no worries, Tracy. Thank you.
It's been grassing that.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Got the last word in, Frank.
I know.
Shut up.
It's someone in Yakandanda.
Yakandanda.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Are we reaching Yakka?
Well, I'm just on my way out of Melbourne, so yeah, kind of.
Oh, so you're in civilization at the moment.
I'm on the way out of civilization at the moment.
Oh, poor darling.
So who is this?
It's Gary Haywood from
Essendon. Hi, Gary.
Hello, Gary.
How you going, guys? You are fantastic.
No, Gary, you are.
You absolutely are. Absolutely hilarious.
Oh, what do you want?
I just thought I'd ring up and say g'day.
Okay.
And just chat to you guys because I've been fans of yours for ages now.
Okay, so there's nothing that we can resolve for you.
No, everything is fantastic.
You're okay? you just popped in for a checkup.
Well, I just wanted to have a bit of a laugh with you guys.
Oh, good. Well, are you having a laugh?
I am.
So what were you doing in Melbourne?
We've got a little shop in Yakandanda.
Well, Frank and I have been to Yakka.
We have.
My God, you must have been in my shop then.
Does it have bears out the front?
It does, and rainbow flags, and you know.
Oh, we have been there.
That's you.
We should come in and say hi.
Were you wearing a midriff top?
No,
and very hairy?
I would have been in a check shirt and a pair of jeans.
Oh, yeah, that was you. You have the worst police department up there.
Oh, yes. That's what happened. We got there.
We were watching the police. I was going to say something else. They were giving everyone parking. They were giving everyone fines that day.
Oh, that's that. Hey, guess what?
What?
He's being shipped out of town at the end of this month.
Oh, can we have a celebration? The day that I was up there, he had a little market there in the street. They were selling fresh produce.
What was going on that day?
They were raising money, I think.
We do our part for the community. Spring migration this year, we just got a community achievement award.
Really?
We are absolutely rapt about that. And we also raised a few $1,000 for the fire brigade.
Good on you, Gary.
You know what, Gary? You're getting a gold medal from the Two Fat Lattes, a gold foamy metal medal.
Oh, I absolutely love you guys, and thanks.
But thank you. We put the call out, and you called us, and you came through with the goods.
Yeah, straight away. I pulled over and rang the number straight away.
Oh, good on you.
Bye.
Gary from Yakandanda. Well, there you go.
Who would have thought we reach all the way up there?
We have tens of listeners at Two Fat Lattes. And I went to DT's.
And?
There was young people out.
And?
It was fun.
And?
Now, I have to say, I'm not, you know my thoughts on drag, but you know what? I watched the drag shows and I had a laugh. And I have to say, what a good job Dulcie DuJour does. Do you know, like, when she does they do this drag thing, but during the whole commentary, they do this, like social news, which is like a really old school thing that drag queens used to do in the 80s, where they do like a commentary on what's happening in society. And Dulcie DuJour does it. And I was like sitting there and I went, I'm really entertained. And the other thing too was Glinda Waverley was performing and he makes me laugh. I just have to – he's hilarious. But I was trying to think and – Glinda Waverley makes me laugh. But I was trying to think, who does she remind me of? And then in the car, it hit me.
Did it?
She looks like Norma Whittaker from Number 96.
It is the Homo Helpline.
It is.
Benny and Frank with you.
It is the Homo Helpline. The weekend's just begun. Can you ask your listeners, where can I buy Where I can buy American Spread marshmallow fluff. I can't find it.
What is American Spread marshmallow fluff?
I've got a feeling.
Or is that like a...
It's like Nutella, but it's like marshmallow.
Sure?
No, it is. It's marshmallow. It's a marshmallow spread.
I've got a feeling it might be something else altogether.
Really? What do you think?
Don't know. Just have a feeling.
You think it's... Is it something sexual?
Could be.
No, it's a... Because, you know, in America, they like marshmallow on their potatoes.
What?
I've been with an American guy who...
Sweet on
they make like a marshmallow sweet potato pie. And I've got a feeling you can buy like spreadable marshmallow. Is there like a little specialty American grocery store?
There are.
How will I know when I've walked past that shop? Oh, it's got all the obese people working there. There's been a whole series of messages that have just flooded
about
into the
studio. Stuff.
Yes, here's one. Hi, boys. Great show as always. For the rainbow who wanted to know where to buy USA marshmallow fluff, we have a jar in our kitchen. Try www.marshmallowfluff.com.au.
What is it?
Just be careful there because it's www.marshmallowfluff.com.au. au. Yes, au at the end. And that's from the Aspiring Cook.
So someone did you find there's a place in Moorabbin that has it?
Now, yes, someone wrote, there's a store in Moorabbin called USA Foods. And we're just looking on the website now. And there is actually a product called Fluff Marshmallow Spread. So for that listener, if you go to USA Foods, it's in Moorabbin, but it is out of stock at the moment. So the cancer's out of stock. What people do in the US, if you ever wondered why they're fat, what they do is they get two pieces of bread without any fibre in it. They wipe peanut butter all over it and then they put the marshmallow spread over it. So it's like a peanut butter and marshmallow sandwich. Oh, you need fluff, fluff, fluff. You make a fluff or nutter. Marshmallow fluff and lots of peanut butter. First you spread, spread, spread your bread with peanut butter and marshmallow fluff and have a fluff or nutter. When you enjoy, enjoy, enjoy your fluff and peanut butter, you're glad you have enough for another.
Oh, that's beautiful.
I hope you said fluffernutter.
Thanks for listening to another Two Fat Lattes podcast. Hear them on the radio every Friday night from 7 till 9.
Joy 94.9, Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.